loneliness I feel inside. You come to me, cause I'm in love with you, girl. And I don't need money to buy things to take me apart. Your love is all that I need, so won't you stay here by me?
African Rhythms on 101.9 FM to start the show. Leroy Hudson, one of our favorites. And welcome back, Mike Ingram, from more of your travels.
Oh, yes, my brother. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, well, it's great to be doing the show again. We haven't been in for 3 weeks. We've been supporting and following the music as ever.
And we also want to thank everybody out there that's been giving us some good praise and some good feedback. We're working hard to make this really good for you. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of soul for you in 98. And we're going to pay a little attention to the lovers tonight because we know that Valentine's Day is around the corner. So
yeah, that's
we're
going right.
to work on that.
Yeah, yeah, we've got the Valentine's angle. I mean, not that we don't always play so much great love songs, so it's an easy thing for us to do. And of course, being Black History Month, and this is our first show in February, we're going to pay attention to that too. And we're going to play the usual array of stuff. In fact, as part of Black History Month, some more important tracks from Sam Dees.
Yes, indeed.
A very important fellow, as well as another great singer who never got the exposure, John Edwards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we've got the Kent CD of some unissued tracks from him, so that should be exciting.
Oh, mining gold here at African Rhythms, ladies and gentlemen. We want to let you know that although that music has always been a huge part of the black culture, you know, there are a lot of people who have done many, many things that go beyond the scope of music that were beneficial to all mankind, and that's part of what Black History Month is about. And
yeah.
So we're going to give you a taste of a little socially conscious action, but just keep in mind that there's more things happening in music here with the total picture.
Yeah, the Langston Hughes's, the Maya Angelou's, the list goes on, really, you know, of the magnitude of talent in the culture. And why don't we go back to somebody we introduced everybody to on Minute Records, The Players.
Now, this is an intriguing group. A while ago, we played the song I'm Glad I Waited, and it had to do with lovers being separated. And this was a Vietnam-era love song.
But definitely sweet soul.
Oh, sweet, sweet soul. And what a lot of people didn't know, that the precursor to this was a song called He'll Be Back, and it had to do with, you know, all the young men leaving for Vietnam, and of course there was a lot of conflict behind the war and all of that. But this is just a simple leave your man at the ship or at the bus terminal, wherever the heck he was, getting ready to go before you're gone and stuff. And well, it's a really emotive piece, and a good way to set off this Valentine's edition.
All right, let's set it off. That's the Masqueraders here on African Rhythms. A nice track you picked out there, Mike.
Oh, thank you, brother. The Masqueraders were actually doing their little stomping ground singing thing over in Willie Mitchell's neck of the woods down there. There's a lot of pre-high stuff. Willie Mitchell, actually, I think may have arranged that.
Yeah, you know, there's quite a lot of stuff on high records that's quite hard to find. I mean, it's some pretty obscure stuff. A lot of it really didn't get the attention.
Yeah.
But the Masqueraders, I mean, I remember a little bit later on, they were fairly popular on ABC, I believe.
Yeah, they did some stuff with ABC. This goes back to their real doo-wop background, and I think the stuff that they were doing later on ABC was...
Everybody Wants to Live On or something?
Yep, yeah, exactly. Everybody Wants to Live On, which did get some airplay, actually, because I remember that album because it was one of the albums that got a lot of airplay on the bonus hours when we were talking about the New York radio playing 3 and 4 different albums and playing a lot of the cuts from it so people could get a real feel of what the albums were like.
That definitely was one that crossed over.
It was definitely crossover.
It was all over Canada as well as in this. But, you know, this early stuff, it just blows my mind, really, the amount of quality group soul that didn't get out of places like Chicago.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was local hits. Detroit, too. I mean, there's a magnitude of rarities of Motown sound-alikes, which is a lot of what we call Northern Soul. We're going to get into a whole show on that soon, I promise.
But you know what's so interesting about that, David? The fact that that Deep South connection in Chicago, because Chicago being like, you know, the hub town where a lot of people from the South came to, I think it could be a very vital factor in making a lot of this obscure stuff easier to find. Because it seems now that there's really a bunch of soul hunters out there who are really trying to track all this.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think both of us believe in the show is making the music available. I mean, tape our show, enjoy the music, go out and get the music and support these artists. Hopefully the artist is getting paid and stuff like that.
No question on that.
You know, because these artists, we wouldn't say that soul music is overabundant with people who've made, you know, a reasonable amount of money for their efforts. Some have, a few have, but many, many ones we're talking about are people that have taken other jobs. Terry Callio took a computer job in the early 80s. We're going to be featuring a little bit later in the show, so we're going to get to talk more about that. But why don't we turn our attention now to Gerald Levert. I mean, what a transition from father to son of such talents.
Yes, indeed. A lot of times that bloodline doesn't always play to the same thing, but believe me, the son could certainly stand on his own vocally without having to worry about having to maintain the reputation that his father so wonderfully set.
Okay, well, let's go back to 1983, and I believe this is his debut on Tempo Records and a track entitled I'm Still.
My arms, yeah. And when you were I was there to pick you up. And I made all your cold nights so warm, so warm. This is just to say I need you so much. Never forget your face, and I'll never forget your. I love to have you back. Knowing deep down inside, I truly do. I know I said some things that I would regret, but my heart has always been there for you, baby. Yeah.
Getting us in a Valentine's kind of groove. Gerald Levert.
Oh, baby, if you've met the father, you've met the son. That was some beautiful stroking there by Levert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's I'm Still, and that's his very first record, and a nice career since then. Up and down in popularity, but I think in years to come, he's going to be considered one of the great legends of our time.
I would say so. He truly has a beautiful instrument. He got it from his father, so
yeah.
Props to the genetics, man.
Yeah, like father, like son is a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Rance Allen. And, you know, can't say enough great things. I talked to soul singer Otis Clay this week in Chicago. I'm lucky enough to have made a contact with him. He's going to be sending me his new CD. We talked about what a fine singer Rance Allen is, and he talked about this very album. I know it's one of your favorites, Mike.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, when I heard the playback after Rance Allen sang Save Me, it just put a shiver up my spine. I mean, it's rare when you hear somebody's gift reflect in such a way where it just touches you almost immediately, and that's just a beautiful, beautiful song. I mean, it's a love song in every sense of the word. He's talking about his love for God, but it's still... that's got love all over it. It's a powerful song. And I really liked how he had that whole church effect happening in there with the acoustics, how he did it in the studio and stuff.
Yeah, it's a brilliant piece of technological recording, but also one of the finest, most spiritual songs that you're ever going to hear. And I'd like to think we base the show around this kind of quality.
Yes, indeed. The best instrument in this whole thing is Mr. Allen's voice.
Forgiving, 'cause you are divine.
I don't wanna be lost, Lord Jesus.
Gold here at African Rhythms, ladies and gentlemen.
A burning desire. let's take us. Let me talk a while. You see, baby, I'm sort of confused. You see, I've been on the mountaintop. And you see, I knew one day my choice would come around. Excuse me while I take my time and sing this song. Now tell me, where do we go?
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
See, baby, I'm just so tired of going through changes. I'm tired of you building me up just to let me down. Make up your mind. Oh, I'd like to know.
Arguably one of the greatest soul records of all time, Bobby Womack from The Poets. One of my favorites.
Well, it's definitely in the top 10, my brother, because Bobby has it all together in this one.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the songwriting, the singing, he's got a great groove throughout the whole album. And I mean, that side, three great tracks in a row, three great ballads. They're all extended 6-7 minutes, If You Think You're Lonely Now, and Games as well, but somehow they all just take it to the limit.
kind of like the singer's version of being in the zone, when you have your artistic bass down and you've got the freedom to express yourself and you don't have to worry about some producer or AR guy saying it don't sound like this and it don't sound like that. You know, that's what you get. You have the opportunity to have the climate where you can make stuff like this.
And it seems that Patrick Moten understood how to bring the best out of Bobby, as well as doing it for Johnny Taylor and Anita Baker on The Songstress. So that was a pretty creative time. I'm not sure what he's been doing since then, but Beverly Glenn did fall apart. It was only around for a short time. Fortunately, he didn't pay the artists once again, but some great stuff. And all right, let's go now into the John Edwards spotlight. Now, here was a man, a falsetto, I believe.
Yes, indeed. He's a falsetto tenor.
Yeah, on the later, up until modern day, he's been in a band called The Spinners, probably one of the most well-known soul bands, but as a solo artist, did not get his due on Cotillion or on Aware Records, that Southern label, but had such great songwriters as Philip Mitchell and Sam Dees writing for him.
Well, you know somebody's got to have the chops when you have people like that doing work for them in studio, so unfortunately John Edwards did not get a chance to get off the ground as he was coming after the in the post-Philippe Wynne Spinners, but he definitely has the chops to stand on his own.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So on this 8 unreleased tracks, I've been waiting a long time to get a copy, but it's finally come my way. Here's an interesting track that he does here, Mike. Ashford and Simpson's track, I Had a Love.
Well, that's a rare one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know it. I guess that's early Ashford and Simpson.
This was when they were just starting out doing their own thing. Early Warner Brothers, when they, because they were one of the few pop soul acts that Warner Brothers had, because they had had a lot of chaos in their AR department. They lost a lot of people. And Ashford and Simpson was one of the first soul acts that they were able to maintain and stuff. And I remember the title, but it's a rare tune. You don't find it very many places.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's now focus, play three or four tracks, and show the real genius of the man, ladies and gentlemen, John Edwards.
Just not that kind of man. You're always accusing me. You say I'm doing you roam. You don't believe I'm working, why'd you have to stay at home? I tried my best to give you the things you never had. You twist around everything I say, it makes me feel so bad. Hey baby, it's hard for me to come home as it is to say goodbye. So I'm not doing what you say I do. Girl, I tell you anywhere I go, you just didn't want to do. Why do you complain so much? I'm sacrificing too. Is it just cause you don't love me as much as I love you?
The beautiful John Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, and that's mainly from his Aware LP from about 1973. We only listened to one of the unreleased tracks there, that first Ashford and Simpson track, but some incredible stuff, Mike.
Some very incredible stuff. It was intriguing as we were looking through the liner notes that Sam Dees talked about John Edwards and Lolita Holloway. He made a point to talk about them and about John Edwards' falsetto, which you really do hear in full evidence as he's doing the Testify My Love and the last song that we just heard. That falsetto, but
messing
a blend.
Up a good thing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. But the blend of the falsetto, that it had so much weight as he was soaring, as he was spiraling up into that high note there. It's a different type of falsetto than what you would hear from, say, a Smokey Robinson that's clear, clean, but I won't say tinny. Tinny is the wrong word, but it doesn't have the same kind of weight as a blended falsetto like John Edwards does.
It wasn't breaking up. It had some depth there.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, a great, great singer. All right, well, let's check out a couple of the unreleased tracks, further unreleased tracks, on this John Edwards Careful Man, a Kent British reissue. But the first one we're going to listen to, the great Garland Green, Ain't That Good Enough, one of the tracks from his Jealous Kind of Fella, Jealous Kind of Fella album, which is quite a killer album, really. A great, a landmark Chicago album, shall we say.
Good Chicago stuff, man. And actually, that is kind of hard to find, because my stomping ground in New York City, Downstairs Records, I actually had that on my hit list of stuff to look for. I couldn't find it, and I don't know if it's out of print totally, but it is hard to find.
I think it's, I believe it's totally out of print. But actually, Ain't That Good Enough is written by Ashford and Simpson, as well as one of our other legendary favorites from Chicago, Josephine Armstead, or Josie Armstead.
Josie. Serve it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some nice up-tempo dance tracks, and that's certainly indicative of the modern soul and, you know, what's happening over in England. That's certainly the kind of tracks they're getting down to.
Now, that's intriguing, because if you were playing over at a club now in England, that's the type of the stuff that you'd be playing, I take it.
Yeah, well, they like to just get into a nice kind of up-tempo groove, great singing, good lyrical contents and the like, and they're certainly big on the great unknowns, such as John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another actually big modern soul track from the last few years. Unfortunately, it's become rather rare. A nice pairing of the Linda Jones and the Whatnots.
Well, there you go. More in-house action there because, of course, they were all on the Sylvia Robinson's banner there. But, you know, anything that Linda Jones sings is fine with me. She can do Mary Had a Little Lamb, and we'd probably be so in tears we'd never eat lamb chops again, man. So, you know, Linda can do this, and the Whatnots normally doing their own thing. It'd be interesting to hear how this backs up with them.
Yeah, well, it's a great groove built up by the Whatnots, and then our hero comes in and does her stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Oh!
Linda Jones gives a shout out on Valentine's Day. I'm so glad I found you. One of our favorites.
Well, man, you know, that's something that you will rarely hear in any kind of male-female arranging. The fact that Linda Jones has the deepest voice out of everybody that's singing there. And we're talking, there's five folks, four men and one female.
Yeah.
And Linda's at the bottom and she's on top of them too. So that's truly unique. I mean, that's a God-given gift that that child has.
Yeah, she was one gifted woman. And there has been a, from a poor quality tape, there's been a new live CD that's come out in England. And we got to check that out because, I mean, this woman can sing like no other. She's the Rance Allen of female singers.
You know, I would say that's a great comparison, and I would say that's an accurate one, too, because Linda Jones wasn't here on this planet very long, but she surely made her mark clearly felt in the work that she did, even though it wasn't a lot. And, of course, being Sylvia and Stang, it was tin cans and egg crates, but even that couldn't hide the talent that this child had. God bless her.
That's right. God bless Linda Jones. All right. Now, the request line. You want to all call in out there, 822-CITR is our number here. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock. What's this sad girl? We heard this song.
We got a special shout-out happening here. A good friend of mine heard the song and hadn't heard it in 15 years. And
beautiful.
They just said, please play it again for me. So we will give this smooth shout out to our friends across the water in Barbados. And this is for you and for the crew down there at GOAT Radio, G-O-A-T, GOAT Radio in Barbados. We're giving you a smooth whisper of a shout out. This one's for you, Sad Girl Jay Wiggins.
Sweet.
Now you see, oh, how love can be, sad girl, forget that guy, come on, let's smile now, please won't you try, get a hold of yourself, come on and find someone wanna up your heart, girl. I'll make a brand new start. Please don't you cry. Just go out and I'll find yourself another guy.
Mother's gotta go now.
Brenda and the Tabulations. And a nice coupling there, Mike.
Sad Girl and Dry Your Eyes. Brenda and the Tabulations representing the other side of Philadelphia soul. Her and Barbara Mason, that act and Barbara Mason were the stuff that didn't get mainstream. They were local. And unfortunately, they didn't get the same kind of airplay as other groups that were getting picked up that Tom Bell had a hand in, like the Delphonics.
Yeah, Yes, I'm Ready. Big hit early on for Barbara Mason, but her quality put asides, and there were many. Many of those tracks I didn't hear until recent years.
Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, when you don't have access to major distribution, that always is a problem. And that's probably a main reason why a lot of the obscure stuff that we've been talking about is harder to find now, because a lot of these indies go under and stuff, and they don't get picked up by bigger outfits. And unfortunately, that was the case with Brenda and the Tabulations and Barbara Mason until they were re-signed, refound, and I believe it was Jamie started releasing all of their stuff and under the Today label, I believe it was, and another local Philly label, which I can't think of off the top of my head. But
yeah, Today, in fact, they were involved with Debbie Taylor, who just put out the one album, but we're going to hear something by her. But first, let's check out The Great Millie once again. What a smoking follow-up record Still Caught Up was.
You can't help but get caught up with Millie. And yes, volume two of The Eternal Triangle, as Millie is doing her thing as only she can.
Me losing you, but I know your son needs you, and I can understand that. But it hurts me even more knowing the hell you're gonna have to go through. I know you think when you get back everything is gonna be rearranged, but a mammy still lives there, ain't nothing changed. The girl is still childish and selfish, trifling as hell. What makes you think you can change her when her own mother failed? But that's alright, go on. If that's what makes you satisfied, go on back. Beat her selfish pride, I wanna say it again, go on. Satisfied, go on back. Feed her selfish pride, come. She told everybody when you left that you wouldn't be gone too long. She bragged, she said she knew your weakness and you never were too strong. She said your son was the one thing love more than anything else, and she would use him if she had to get you back for herself right now. But that's all right, go on. Do what makes you satisfied, go on back. Beat her selfish pride, I don't care about it. What makes you think being a fool is gonna add to your chivalry? Hey baby, but that's alright. I say that's alright cause I was noticing that the only thing that bothered you about you and her ever breaking up was the fact that she was living with someone else, and you can't stand that.
Your ego won't let you accept someone else having what you had. That's why I'm not worried about you leaving. You may move out, but you'll be back 2 or 3 times a week, just like you did before.
Kind of like the singer's version of being in the zone.
The legendary Debbie Taylor, Polydor, 1973, and that's with the MFSB Strings, a little-known Philly ballad. She did a couple of singles for Polydor, but highly sought after, my friend, and our friends across the water.
Not bad. I mean, the fact that she did that cute little thing there near the end that we were talking about where she jumped back off into the little mini bridge. That's the kind of thing that a musician has to always be keyed on. If she's singing this live on stage, it's the kind of deal where she'll look back at the drummer or the bass player, like, you know, you better make sure you catch this, because if I want to go off and solo, you better be ready to catch me and count along with her and whatnot as far as keeping time.
Yeah, so. I mean, that little break, it sort of makes it all more powerful. I mean, there's quite an intricate layout of stuff there, strings and horns and a nice groove they're all putting together. A great singer to top it.
Well, and it's interesting that they had MFSB strings there to help her out and stuff. So apparently she must have had some good rep as a as a studio singer or something to that effect for her to get all of this.
Sounds like good stuff. Yeah. But I guess before I got to go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver. If you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so bad.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area. They want to be loved by robots, need love too.
They want to be loved by you. Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.